Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Today is March 23rd, 2020. Thank you for joining me as we take a look at a special topic in astrology on these Monday podcasts. And we're going to make sure that we're addressing our needs right now and what is happening in the world. 2020 astrology is very powerful and very rare. We've been talking about this since 2018, for those of you who have been listening to this show for a while. A lot of the astrology that's unfolding throughout this year and into the new decade is taking the world into new places. It's taking each of us into new places. It's asking us to assess ourselves, to assess what's essential, what is a priority, and to then operate from that place. Spiritually, we have advanced and we're continuing to advance during these new cycles of energies. There is support now for moving us forward. Although it will look like something else, it will feel different at this time. It will be something that is uncertain. And safe to say, there is a lot of uncertainty in the world. There's a lot of anxiety, worry, and stress. There's parts of our bodies that are strongly activated at this time that we need to regularly calm down. We need to nurture ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves, do some very intentional breath work. And stay aware of our power and our choices. So in today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about the concept of safety during uncertain times, what safety means to us energetically, and how you can understand more about this in your own astrological chart. Feeling safe is actually something we carry within us. It's an internal energy that we can nourish and take care of. It's a part of ourselves that we can go to and activate even more. Safety is something that we can be unconsciously carrying that we don't often give attention to. So there is an opportunity now to really look at how you feel safe. And I mean that emotionally, physically, financially, psychologically, etc., etc. There's many ways to look at the concept of safety. And so what is safety? What does that feel like? Well, essentially, it's a way that you can hold an energy, be in an energy, be in a space, and allow yourself to trust, to feel that you are protected, to feel that what you need is going to be taken care of, to understand that you have a barrier from the chaos of the external world. It can be that place you go to escape or remove yourself from any type of harm or hurt, such as anything being done to you or anything happening around you. And of course, I invite you to sit with your own definition of safety. What does it mean to feel that you can relax into yourself, that you can trust yourself, that you can relax into who you are, what you need, and go deeper into your own practices that support you. For example, energy practices, spiritual practices, intuitive practices, meditative practices. Where can you go that elevates you and raises your energy in a way that supports this understanding that all is well? And this can seem like an untrue statement when you look around and see all the ways that people are unwell or that we are dealing with a very serious pandemic and big changes in the world. It's easy to see what is different, what's uncertain, what's changing. But if you can tap into that place in yourself that whispers, all is well, you're going to have an activation of reassurance. And what you're going to do is tap into another energy that supports us at this time. So before I was doing this show, I was asking for guidance on how to support you. And for those who are new to this astrology podcast, I am an intuitive and a channel, and I connect with spiritual guides to give you this information and to help us understand what is going on. As an intuitive astrologer, I work with astrological energies to tap into deeper messages that are coming through. I also work at a cosmic and galactic level and bring in those messages as needed and as appropriate. And so what I do is just receive the information that is coming through from my guides on what is essential at this time. Now, what I am hearing that is very important is that one of the ways that we can feel strengthened, the guidance I received that felt so beautiful, is to tap into the energy cycles of the earth, the energetics of the earth. And this is actually different for each person depending on where you live on the planet, meaning every continent has a different energetic code, different energies. Every continent actually has what it needs for self-sustaining life. And that's because of all the variables on the planet. So for example, of course, there's different temperature and different cycles of the season on different continents. Well, that's why we have the beauty of cacti on some continents and on some locations, some states, some areas of the world. And then we have the bountiful beauty of the forest and different types of nature. So understand that the planet is varied in how it sustains life. And we're meant to tap into that based on where we live on the planet. So you would tap into the cycle of the earth based on where you are geographically located at this time. And this is not only something you could do physically, but what they've shown me is that it's an energetic practice to look at what around us is able to take care of itself through seasons of life. And tap into the cycle of that plant, tree, animal, natural element. Tap into the sustainability of nature right now. And I'm getting the visual that you're just meant to trust yourself. And for those who are looking around and you're in the middle of a city, you're in a very densely populated area and you're not getting enough connection to nature right now, what they're showing me is that you can possibly do one of two things. Either look up to the sky and trust what energies you connect to when you look up. You can also look down, of course, down to the sidewalk, because even in the densely populated cities, there is still life growing. There are still areas where the blossoms come through, even the cracks in the sidewalk. So what your assignment is to look at where nature is thriving, to look at where nature is showing up, popping up in whatever form that calls to you. The other exercise they're showing me is to then close your eyes and look within and simply do it's like a very brief meditation where you just ask a question and you ask what you're meant to connect to, ask what you're meant to tap into. Because these cycles of life, these bigger earth cycles of energies, of nature, of animals, of insects, of nutrients, of everything that's on this planet that makes earth so bountiful, we have the ability to tap into that vibration. But it's not in our minds. It's in a deeper energetic cycle where there is a different programming. There's a calm. There's a calmingness that we tap into. And that's what I'm being shown, is that as you tap into the earth's natural cycles at this time, you're going to start to feel a new rhythm in your life. And this is an energetic rhythm that you also can feel in your daily life. Now, granted, you get up, you have your coffee, your tea, you need to get some things done for work, perhaps, you go online. All of that's a very different energy cycle than the natural world. So we're being guided right now to step back from our everyday tasks and to intentionally connect with the earth cycles because of how the earth has been self-sustaining for millions of years. In other words, Gaia knows what she's doing in her cycles, in her ability to move through the changes of the planet and the changes of energies. So remember that that is something that you can always practice. Now, the other thing that I was shown that can help some of us And many of you already know this, but it's just a good reminder, and it's the power of your breath, the power to relax your body by intentionally breathing, and that's taking in 3 deep breaths slowly, counting to 3, and then exhaling and counting to 3. And this is a way to calm the body, calm the mind, become more intentional and more conscious of yourself and of your energy. It's a very simple thing to do. I mean, that takes like 60 seconds. And it helps you recalibrate your energy when you're feeling more anxious or worried, or the systems in your body keep going. You know, our nervous system can be very active right now because we are in some foreign territory and we have a lot on our minds. So what I want to do is offer you the ability to regulate your breath and to calm down as needed. Now, the other thing they're showing me is the power of our sense, the power of smell, and how there are some natural smells, you know, essential oils and herbs that help us calm down. You could think of peppermint as something that is very stimulating, that can help clear the mind. Lavender is good for calming us down. Sometimes you can have a essential oil, right? Or something that just helps you relax. The power of smell is very important right now. And maybe you're looking around your home, your apartment. What am I supposed to smell? You know, go to your teas. Go to, if you have a garden, go to flowers. Go to anything that helps the power of smell, because that also connects us with the earth cycles. And it's often something that we forget. But whatever you can do to calm down anything that's heavily activated in you, to do so naturally is going to support you psychologically. It's going to support you in ways that perhaps you didn't realize were possible. Now, when we talk about safety, we're also activating the response we have as human beings of fight or flight. And sometimes that response can be unconsciously activated in us from deeper programming in our DNA and at a cellular level that we've carried through many lifetimes, that we've carried for our families, that we've carried through our bloodlines. And that fight or flight response is connected to the root chakra. As you're probably aware, that's the red chakra. And that's the part of ourselves that is looking to survive. And it's very much about the basis of life. You know, do I fight for my life or do I flee for my life? It's a very primal energy. At this time, it could be that the root chakra has relaxed a bit and that you're able to accept what is about your daily routine or how your life has shifted at this time. There are unknowns around the timeline of this current cycle, although I do believe it's months. This is not a weekly experience, it's months. And that alone can stir up anxiety and concern in us about, well, what am I supposed to do for months? Or how can I live like this for months? Or what does this mean? And it brings up all these questions, right? About your life, your needs, your finances, what you need to take care of or what you had planned. The astrology going forward is one where we are in a hibernation, isolation for a while. And it relates to a few things, so let me explain that. We have planets moving through Pisces right now, okay? So we have, of course, Neptune in Pisces, and we also have at this time, as I do this show live, the end of March, Mercury at 5 degrees of Pisces back where he was earlier in February, still in the shadow zone, and Mercury stays in the shadow zone until the end of March, March 31st, and then continues to travel through the rest of Pisces until April 11th. Now, I want to bring your attention to the first half of April, because this is when a lot of energies are going to peak. April 4th is when Jupiter will be exactly conjunct Pluto at 24 degrees of Capricorn. That energy is still building, and we work with it until November of 2020. And When Jupiter is conjunct Pluto, that's very big. And I did a show for you about this energy, about how it is about the big world changes, the reality of them. And I just get this sense of like there's more announcements to come. There's more changes happening. And this first half of April is going to make those clearer to us what this new reality is. Then we have a Libra full moon, April 7th and 8th. And then we have the final transit of Mercury through Pisces. So we're still in this developing, building phase of these energies. Nothing has peaked yet. There's still uncertainty. There's still a lot being rolled out, so to speak. And so we're still in this place of isolation. Mercury in Pisces is in this place of going within. Pisces is also connected to, of course, the 12th house, and looking at where we remove ourselves from society, we remove ourselves from daily life to reflect, reassess, review. Pisces is the energy of a letting go and what needs to be transmuted before a new start begins. Now, we have strong planets in Aries, specifically the Sun is in Aries and Chiron is in Aries. And this is where the new starts are uncertain, where we want to get something going and it just isn't time. And it could feel like it's crippled or it isn't able to get enough legs or strength just yet. So we have this part of ourselves that has to hold back and can't go forward as much as we want to. Now, we're going to also have Mars will enter Pisces in May. So this will also bring up the Pisces themes of what we need to do to care for ourselves privately. Mars enters Pisces on May 14th, where it stays until June 28th. And I'm interpreting these energies based on the reality of our lives right now, because obviously Mars moves through Pisces, you know, every 2 years or so. Mercury moves through Pisces at least once a year. But at this time, we're applying it to how the world is changing permanently and how big these energies are, especially the big Capricorn energies. What we have right now is that we're going to be in our Pisces energies through the next few months. And then as we move into June, we have eclipses. June and July brings us three eclipses. And this is there's a really big eclipse, June 20th, 21st, depending on your time zone, that is at 0 degrees of Cancer. And it's such a big eclipse that this is where we, again, have another significant change in the world with this energies. Those of you who are in my 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, you know that I talk about this, the eclipses of this summer. I go into it more in depth and explain what is going on and how to care for yourself during these big, big times. This energy has these tidal waves that keep coming in. You know, it started in January and now here it is March. There's more like another wave in April. And then the bigger waves again in June and July. So that's why we have these big ongoing energies where nothing is settled and nothing is on solid ground. It's like we're just all rolling with these changes. We're all riding these tidal waves. But I'm sharing this because I think it really helps us psychologically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to understand that this is not a quick change. That there isn't going to be solid ground for a little bit. So what we can do is then develop that internal place of safety, that internal place where we go to take care of ourselves and to trust even more. So the concept of home base and feeling safe and secure in the world is found through a few places in your chart. So I spoke about the importance of your moon sign in a bonus episode that I just did for you on, Saturday, March 21st. And that was called Your Moon, Your Mars, and Moving Through Times with Trust. This is now looking at your fourth house. Okay, we're going to focus on the fourth house in your natal astrology chart, because the fourth house is your foundation. It's your home. It's where you go at the end of the day. The fourth house is the opposite of the 10th house. The 10th house being career, profession, job, what you do in the world, how you show up in the world, going outside the home. The fourth house is where you return home. It's your home base. It is family. The fourth house is where you go to feel safe. It's a very private part of your natal chart. And the fourth house is what we are needing to tend to at this time and raise the energy around your fourth house planets and your fourth house rulership. For those who understand this information, please use whichever house system works for you. The most popular house systems at this time are Placidus, Coke, Whole House, Equal House, whatever house system works for you. And you're looking at the fourth house, which is also it's known as the IC or the Nadir, and it begins right after the third house, okay? And then you're looking at whichever astrological sign begins your fourth house is your foundation of life in this lifetime. And it's interesting because that point between the third house and the fourth house, it's one of the most private parts of our energies. It's where we're very internal. And it's where it connects you to some energies from other lifetimes. There's multiple points in an astrological chart that are about past life energies. And that IC or Nadir between the third and the fourth house is one of those connection points. So if you're looking at your chart and your fourth house begins at Sagittarius, and it could be at any degree point, okay? I mean, it could begin at 7 degrees of Sagittarius. It can begin at 23 degrees of Sagittarius. Any degree point begins your fourth house, and that is the energies that you are working with at this time as we internalize and we're finding a place of safety. So what you want to do is look at what that energy is for you, and then you may have planets in the fourth house. So that means that those planets are there to cultivate the fourth house energetics for you, to cultivate and develop the fourth house themes. And when we're looking at planets in the fourth house, that's where they literally feel at home. That's where they want to go. That's where a part of you wants to be. So again, it's a very private energy in the fourth house. It's our concept of home, of foundation, of privacy, of inner world. It's our emotional world. The fourth house is connected with mothers and mothering, with family structures. It's connected with how you trust what you feel and what you need. It's where you have your emotional needs defined and where you can go to understand more about what sustains you and supports you emotionally. It's also connected with early childhood family dynamics. So as we talk about feeling safe, there could be a part of your unconscious that is triggered right now. For those of you who had a very rough childhood, a very hard childhood, uncertain parenting, because the fourth house and the 10th house are about your parents and how your parents showed up for you, how they took care of you. It's the parental axis in an astrology chart. And it represents the parent who was there for you emotionally, such as the fourth house, or not. And then the 10th house represents the parent you looked up to. So you have a lot in the fourth and the 10th houses between your early childhood experiences of life and how you felt taken care of, who was there for you. And this is where the fourth house becomes very fascinating because you start to see your needs and how they were or were not met. Now, at this time, I'm assuming that you are an adult, you are a responsible adult, and now it is time for you to take care of yourself in this way, that it's time for you to be your own parent, for you to be your own responsible for your own emotional world in a whole new way. And yet you can learn from your childhood experiences and you learn from your emotional programming. You learn what was shut down. You learn where perhaps you didn't trust your feelings or you weren't given a model by another parent or someone older than you to trust yourself. The fourth house can be shut down energetically. if you were always told you got to work, you got to strive, you got to get out there, you got to make money and hustle. The fourth house is where we learn to hear ourselves, hear the messages of what we need. So at this time, there could be some loud messages coming up for you about what you need that you never ever realized in your whole lifetime that you needed. So that's why you want to look at the beginning of your fourth house and any planets in the fourth house. Now, I know that, say, for example, your fourth house starts at 18 degrees of Virgo, and then you would have the remaining degrees of Virgo in your fourth house, and then Libra. You would look at where the if there's any planets in Virgo or in Libra, and you would also want to look at the ruling planet for additional insights. Now, this is more advanced astrology, and if you're new to astrology, this is probably going to make your head spin. So don't go this, understand that it takes time to learn astrology. It's a big field of study. There's a lot of information in astrology. I know that we often start looking at sun signs, and then you dive deeper down the rabbit hole. So what I'm giving you here is more advanced astrology to help some of you further along. So the astrological sign on the fourth house that begins your fourth house has a ruling planet. So for Virgo, the ruling sign is Mercury and Chiron. Chiron also rules Virgo. So you would look at both of those planets in your astrological chart for more guidance and more information. All right, that's how you follow the energy trail and go a little bit deeper. So you're looking for not only the astrological sign that begins your fourth house, but you're looking for the ruling planet that's going to help develop the story even more. This gets complicated, and this is where I suggest astrological books and further astrological study so that you can put the pieces together and, you know, keep becoming your own astrologer and understand yourself and your energy even more. So more about the fourth house is that it can also include your unconscious programming to your family. In other words, what your family has passed on to you and passed along to you through their own programming, and you assess then if it fits your needs or not. This is the value systems of the family, any types of beliefs and cultural connections to the family that were just part of how you grew up. The fourth house, how you grew up, what you understood, what you took on unconsciously because it was just in your environment. It was just what you were taught or told or what was demonstrated. But as you become conscious of that fourth house, you're looking at, well, what do I need? What do I need as the foundation in my life? What do I need emotionally? What do I need for stability? What do I need that I didn't realize was essential to me? So there's a beautiful opportunity here to understand more about how you need to feel safe, stable, secure, but also how to trust yourself, all themes of the fourth house. Every astrological house has many themes to it. So I'm just sharing this in terms of how it pertains to this topic. The fourth house is also real estate. For example, the real estate that you buy, it's how you comfort other people. It's how you take care of others. It's how you share with people in your private space. It's sort of like you could really enjoy having people over to your house if you have a strong fourth house, or you might not want anyone coming over to your home if you are very private and you don't want to share your space with others. So it becomes much more specific the more that you learn about your astrological chart. And it's a great area to focus on right now as millions of people are all being required to stay at home and to be in their own energy field. Now, I want to leave you with one more visualization and exercise to do at this time to nurture what it means to feel that you are in control of something at this time. And that's to visualize the energy of your solar plexus. That's the yellow chakra being very strong at this time, very bright, very effervescent, vibrating powerfully and moving. All chakras are energy wheels. And so you want to visualize it moving in a very powerful way. And what I'm saying, what I'm seeing as I visualize the solar chakra is that there is a, I'm seeing it as a treasure box, a treasure chest in the solar plexus that is beautifully contained, beautifully shining, like it just has this shiny, sparkly energy to it. And I'm seeing this treasure chest, this treasure box, as something for you to open and to look at what appears when you open it. Now, you could open it and it could be empty. And if it's empty, that's very exciting because that means you get to intentionally choose what to put in there. And it could be that you put in there certain keywords, affirmations, mantras, something that feels powerful for you. But this is a symbolic visualization that amplifies and activates your own power during this time. And it's your power to feel safe as a soul, the power to feel strong at a human level. But this, like this opening I'm feeling of that treasure chest is activating that soul's vibration of, I'm okay. I have what I need. And I trust that what I need will show up and come through. And what you can do is practice some of these phrases and affirmations. They're going to help your energy field. They're going to help you be in a place of remembering the power of the universe and that we are supported and guided at this time. And what you're doing is basically saying that everything I need will come through for me, and it can happen in any number of ways, any number of forms, and that I am a strong vessel of divine energy at this time, and that it can, I feel this lifting of the energy field, the more that you're in this mindset of trust and belief and hope and faith, that you're lifting up into a higher vibration. Like I literally feel like shoulders being pushed back, like a strengthening of the spine, you know, chin up kind of a thing. It's the strengthening of the energy field because now you're activating more of what you do trust and more of what you do believe in. And this again pertains to the bigger energetics at this time. So the earth cycles that are supporting us, that are moving us. And the more that we tap into those natural cycles, the stronger we're going to feel, the more trusting we're going to feel, because we know how powerful life is when it's tapped into these natural cycles. So I feel like one thing you can do is visualize how you are able to trust yourself more than ever at this time, and you're trusting life and you're trusting God, Source, Spirit, the universe. You can tap into more of this treasure chest or treasure box of energies that are sustaining you, that are available to you. The more that you focus on it, it gives you that sense of possibility. It reminds you of your soul's essence. It reminds you of your soul's wisdom. And it reminds you of your soul's power that, of course, is bigger than the human dynamics at this time. And I also feel like part of what we're doing is looking at the higher consciousness of our fourth house and what you're here to elevate in your fourth house energies, how you're here to take the unconscious or lower expressions of the fourth house and to move them into higher expressions, to move them into a more powerful place of self-knowingness, self-love, self-acceptance, and of course, trust, you know, trust in this big time and trust in these big energies that we're moving through. So I hope this has given you some good reminders of your power and your choices. I hope it's given you some good exercises to do and things to focus on at this time. And I hope that it's something that you can offer and share with others, because we want as many people as possible to be strong in their energies, to be strong in what is true for them. And I feel like there's going to be a very clear, I'm going to call it a dividing line, of those who are moving ahead during these times and those who are just simply exhausted and can't do any more work. And I mean that spiritually or energetically. But I want to help feed you with the higher energies that you are connected to and help you feel strong, supported, and nourished so that you can take the necessary steps at this time, whether it's hour by hour or day by day. But we're all in this together. We are moving through this collectively. This is a humanity's, this is an experience of humanity right now. We are each contributing at this time. And I hope that this has been a reminder that you can nurture and grow within you anything that you desire and anything that you focus on. So choose wisely, choose intentionally, and allow this to be a demonstration of your own power. Thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. I hope it's helped you at this time. I've mentioned previously that my own schedule has changed now that my family's at home and my son's at home and I have to find time to do this podcast. So thank you for hanging in there with me as I figure all this out for myself too. I know that's what we're all doing. We're all figuring out our new daily lives. But I love doing this podcast and I will continue to do it as we move through this big adventure together. If you're new to the podcast or to my work, you can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. Or you can go to consciouscoolchic.com and know that we are moving through this time powerfully and that there will be rewards. There will be good things that come from this time. There will be benefits and wonderful developments. So please keep your mind in that space as well. Thank you for joining me. I will be back here on Wednesday for the next weekly intuitive astrology podcast. And in the meantime, I am wishing you so much joy and peace as we move through these energies together. I'll see you back here soon.